For many people, organ music is for weddings, funerals, and the Phantom of the Opera. But as the Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns reports, this pious pocket of classical music is starting to become mainstream.
This is an organ concerto with a folk song rather than a hymn. Organ music has been changing while many musical backs were turned, such as in this grand organ concerto by Stephen Paulus that will be performed on the Philadelphia Orchestra's upcoming organ weekend. Why didn't we know about this before? After the gala installation of the Kimmel Center's Fred J. Cooper Memorial Organ in 2006, interest among less devoted concertgoers waned. And let's face it, the organ community can seem like a forbidding club of connoisseurs. The organ could have sunk into aficionado obscurity. Instead, honored guests were brought in, such as the Mendelssohn Club Choir last season. And maybe organists needed a few years to determine what makes the instrument sing. The answer is not, according to Philadelphia Orchestra organist Michael Stairs, pulling out all the stops.
This instrument, in the wrong hands, is lethal. Recitalists come in and put everything on. And this organ, after about 5 minutes with everything on, it's unbearable. One must choose the stops with caution.
Meanwhile, organs at Longwood Gardens, Girard College, and the Wanamaker organ at Macy's were all reconditioned in ways that collectively put most other American cities to shame.
The instruments we have here, second to none.
But what does it take for audiences to seek them out? The provocative young organ star Cameron Carpenter won't wait for that. He has developed a digital touring organ that will bring him to audiences. Some organists don't like the instrument a bit. For the moment, public relations, for example, Carpenter's appearance on this German talk show, may matter more.
The disaster for the organ is the image that it seems to be this hidebound, earthbound, inflexible instrument, when in reality it is the greatest instrument because of its malleability.
In his new Sony Classical album, the song If You Could Read My Mind comes out like this. On a more circumscribed scale, the Philadelphia Organ Quartet, yes, four organs in the same room, manages to bring its movable feast to selected high schools and churches, and isn't ashamed to have some fun with the William Tell Overture.
People love to hear things they know, and I think the days of an entire Froberger concert or entire Frescobaldi concert, I think those scared people to death.
Yet organ stunts may be only a temporary answer. It's all very impressive when an organ can play Night on Bald Mountain, but what's needed is repertoire that's not a secondhand experience, something inspiring on its own terms, and not just because it's written for organ, but because it taps into something new.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.